On April 2nd, emergency dredging began at the Oregon Inlet Channel. An underwater survey on March 27th showed the channel with a depth of less than 2 feet seaward of the Bonner Bridge. Today on the Downeast Journal, I speak with Chief of Physical Support Branch with the Army Corps of Engineers Wilmington District, Donnie Potter, who says the dredging project is on track despite a delayed start.
We actually had the Merritt on site early in April, but because of bad weather, she was unable to get to begin work.
So it's been about 2 weeks since the project began.
It has been about 2 weeks, yes.
What have crews been able to do in that amount of time?
The Merritt is a sidecaster that works for the Wilmington District, part of our group, and they have primarily tried to dredge a pilot channel for the dredge Currituck to come in and start removing some of the sand.
So when is the dredge Currituck going to get there, and is it going to finish the job?
They're underway now. The Currituck is underway now for Oregon Inlet. Should be there tomorrow night and should begin dredging Saturday morning. They will actually start taking the material out of the channel and disposing of it in a disposal area. So it'll take it out of the system and therefore not impede the navigation. So I'm hoping within the next week or so we'll see a significant change in the channel.
Before the dredging project started, the Coast Guard closed Oregon Inlet to larger boats so they wouldn't get stuck in the shallow water. Basically, they're not able to use that route. So this is obviously having an impact on local fishermen who depend on this channel to get to the ocean. Does knowing this expedite the dredging process?
It definitely puts more importance on it because it does affect the local community. When the Coast Guard called us and said that they were taking they were going to reduce the draft to 2 feet, of course, we responded immediately, and my understanding is shortly after the Merritt got on site, they increased that to 5 feet. And I'm hoping once the Currituck leaves that we'll be able to open that channel again for normal navigation.
Now, some have criticized the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for waiting until the channel became virtually impassable in order to secure emergency dredging funds. Is that true?
That is not true. No, the work acceptance forms that we sent in for headquarters to actually allow us to dredge is part of the efforts of the local community, along with their representatives in Washington and North Carolina, that have made a huge impact on the funding. That's what our stumbling block has been all along, is the funding.
What can be done in the future to make sure that the Oregon Inlet Channel doesn't have to be closed again?
The most important thing I think that we're developing now is a memorandum of agreement with Dare County to try and locate a dredge from the Wilmington District in the Dare County area 340 days a year throughout the year. We're working on that memorandum through the funding process now and the negotiations with the language in the memorandum, but that is moving forward.
So basically a dredge to just stay there and keep the channel passable.
It would not be stationed at Oregon Inlet, but it would spend an extended period of time there, yes.
Lastly, when do you expect this dredging project to be complete?
The Currituck is currently slated to be there for 21 days, and like I said, she left Carolina Beach today, so she should be on site tomorrow night and begin dredging on the 18th for approximately 2.5 weeks.
Donnie Potter is the Chief of Physical Support with the Army Corps of Engineers Wilmington District. Thanks for speaking with me.
Jared, I certainly appreciate your time.